of
Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin.
Basketball. This is Jeff Clark on KLYC and on Podbean. And we've got about 9 minutes of pregame left here from Amity High School, where your Warrior girls set to take on the Horizon Christian Hawks in this 3-20, if you want to think about it that way, in terms of where they're ranked in the OSAA standings. If we go to, let me pull that up here. I had boys brackets up from last night still. I apologize. But, yeah, rough loss last night for the boys at Valley Catholic, where they came up short 55-50 against a huge Valley Catholic team. Tonight's matchup, Horizon comes in as the 19 seed. They knocked off Riverdale, the Riverdale Co-op. Beat them, 45-36. And so now they get the right to come to Amity now and take on the number 3-seeded Amity Warriors. Of course, there's a couple other teams seeded ahead of the Warriors. Sutherland, who the Warriors knocked off at Sutherland back in December. And then, of course, Corbett, who the Warriors lost to here in Amity. Now, Corbett beat Burns 72-44 earlier today. And Pleasant Hill lost to Nyssa 33-22. Alyssa, Nyssa, the 11 seed. Pleasant Hill, the 6 seed. So the 11 seeds advancing to play the winner of this Amity Horizon Christian game. So if the Warriors win, they will play Nyssa down in Coos Bay, and that will be a 6:30 start time next Thursday at Marshfield High School. Meanwhile, Corbett will play the winner of Jefferson and Westside Christian. That will be the early game at 1:30 at Marshfield High School on Thursday. The later game will be Vail, who crushed Sister 57-29 against the winner of Cascade Christian and Banks. That will be the second game. And then the nightcap down there after the game that hopefully Amity's involved in will be the winner of Valley Catholic Sutherland, and Coquille Cresswell. So those games are playing this evening, and the winners of those two games will play the nightcap at 8:15 at Marshfield High School next Thursday. So the Warriors got some work to do tonight. They are playing against a team that is really a single player focused team, and that is number 4 Alexis Doctor, a 5'5 senior point guard. And talking with Tim, if you were listening to the boys game at halftime last night, Tim and I talked about this, and he scouted her quite a bit and said basically she's a similar offensive talent to Orton from Jefferson. Not quite as tall, a couple inches shorter, a little quicker, but doesn't have the teammates around her that Jefferson has around Orton. So the idea there is that Orton is much more likely to pass the ball, find an open three-point shooter. One of the Sod girls can knock down those three-pointers, or she'll find her sister, Genevieve Orton, for the drive and the shot. Horizon doesn't have the weapons around Doctor that Jefferson has around Orton. So as the Warriors come into this game, they're going to be playing, I think we're going to see a lot of man-to-man defense, maybe even trapping to get the ball out of her hands and force some chaotic feeling for other ball handlers. I guarantee they want to get the ball out of her hands and make somebody else beat them. Get it out of her hands, deny, make it hard for her to get it back, and then harass any other ball handler out there. So look for the Warriors to try to really force a lot of turnovers on anybody else except for Doctor when they have the ball. Doctor, they're going to just make it hard for her to shoot. Same thing you do with Orton. Just make her work for every shot. It's not as simple as just saying we're going to shut the player down. Good players are going to get their points. But if nobody else is hurting you out there, there's not enough firepower in one player to beat you. Otherwise, Jefferson would be able to take Amity down every time. Jefferson did beat Amity once, but it had nothing to do with a great offensive performance by Jefferson. It had to do with Amity just not being able to shoot at all. That was at Jefferson earlier in the year in a freezing cold gym over there. We got a packed house tonight, folks. It was an early arriving crowd. By 5:15, the gym was half full. And so it's going to be a fun one tonight. It's going to be loud in here. And that'll be the other thing with Horizon is how do they handle a really raucous crowd when there's turnovers, fast breaks, a three-pointer gets knocked down. How do they deal with that extra pressure? This is a loud gymnasium. You know, we played at Valley Catholic last night, not a loud gym. A gym with probably 75% more volume of airspace than what we have here in Amity. And as a result of that, it just doesn't have that sound, just the compression on top of you as you're trying to play. Here the fans are right on top of you, and unfortunately we're going to lose that in a couple years. We talked about that in the gym design. It's like we want it still to feel small and loud, and so that's part of the architect's design challenge was to make a gym that was bigger but still felt like it was compact and intimate for the players and the fans. So it's hard to find both, right? It's you can get intimate. You can get North Powder's old gym where the fans had to move their feet so you could inbound the ball on the sidelines. And they had a balcony that went all the way around the gym that when you were in the balcony, you leaned over, you're over the top of the floor. And so it was just a crazy atmosphere. They packed that place out, run and gun basketball, averaged about 85 points a game in their boys basketball team over several years there. Won some state titles that were very good. That was a terrible place to play. Anyway, more on tonight's game. Warriors offensively, just look for them to be patient. They are feeling very good after that win against Jefferson last Saturday night. They really did a great job of moving the ball, controlling the flow of the game, and just really doing whatever they wanted to do offensively against Jefferson. The first half, we came out, shot the ball really well in the first quarter, cooled off a little bit. Jefferson kind of hung around, but it was always like a 6-12 point lead for the Warriors. And then you just felt like if there was ever a crack, they were going to take advantage of it. And sure enough, in the third quarter, it cracked all right. And the Warriors absolutely annihilated Jefferson in the second half of that game. We got a couple minutes to go here before we get things underway. Your Amity Warriors would be the heavy favorite in this game. And I know Jed has two goals tonight. Well, three goals. One, win the game. Two, no injuries. And three, look good doing it. Like, play well. Don't just win because you've got more athletic ability or more talent on the floor. Win because you played well, you executed well. But that's number three on the list. Number one is get the win. Win in advance at this point. And the second most important thing, of course, is to not have any significant injuries. And this is a team that really has escaped injuries the last couple of years. Everything's been very minor for the Warriors. And so that's been a good three-man officiating crew. Well, one woman and two men officiating crew. We had a woman official over at Valley Catholic last night who made maybe 90% of the whistles in the game came from her. We weren't even sure the other guy's whistles worked for a while. Reg and Michelle McShane. Reg and Michelle McShane showing up here at Amity to support. And I'm hoping Devin is here. I don't know. Yes, he is here. I'm hoping I can get a message to him and get him to join us at halftime, kind of talk about the boys' season.
Good evening, basketball fans.
Phil Lopez on the mic tonight. You can hear. If I can get a hold of Devin here. Warriors will be in their home white uniforms with royal blue trim numbers letters. Horizon in their black uniforms with purple, white outlined purple numbers and letters. And Jeff Grove going to be doing the national anthem for us, so you can listen in.
Oh, say
Seth Grove. Last night got to watch his son play his final high school basketball game. Andrew played an excellent game over there at Valley Catholic. Warriors gave Valley Catholic everything they could handle. It was a 32-31 game at one point. And then in the third quarter, the Warriors in the fourth got it down to a three-point game inside of a minute to go. Got a two missed free throws from the best shooter, on the Valley Catholic team. But couldn't get the defensive rebound. And 6'8 kid Kinder got the offensive rebound, put it back up and in. Made it a five-point game, and that was how it ended, 55-50. Warriors really played tough. Some of the best basketball we've seen them play against some tough competition on the road. All right, we're ready for the starting lineups here. It's going to be number three, Jamie Olson, a 5'8 junior. Alexis Doctor, that's the one to watch, a 5'5 senior. Number four, number 10, Sharia Smith. A 5'10 junior, number 21 Kenzie Rosen, a 5'6 senior, and number 32 Peyton Lowe, a 5'8 sophomore. For the Warriors, it's going to be Alyssa McMullen, Amy Nisley, Maya Harzma, Eliza Nisley, and Sarah Lynn Grove, who just got introduced. Sarah Lynn played probably her best offensive game we've seen in the last couple of years against Jefferson. Knocked down three three-pointers in that game and was just dominant everywhere. And maybe most importantly, neither Sarah Lynn or Eliza or AD really got into any significant foul trouble in that game. AD and Eliza picked up a couple of fouls in the first quarter, but then when they came back in, they did a great job of staying out of foul trouble. And that was absolutely huge for this Warrior team. They stay out of foul trouble. They are going to be very tough to beat against anybody. Jumping center will be Sarah Lynn Grove and number 11 Smith, a 5'10 junior. Warriors with one quick huddle up here on the sidelines as the officials remove their warm-ups. Like I said, nice crowd on hand tonight. Full house. Warrior cheerleaders are here. Student section is full. One whole section of the bleachers there packed with Amity High School students. And a lot of alumni on hand today. All right, folks, we are ready to roll. Grove wins the tap easily. Back to McMullen. Hands off to Eliza. Eliza across half court from the forecourt. Back to McMullen. Swings left side. They go inside to Grove. Back to Harzma on the wing. Feeds Grove down low. Turns. Traveled. Shuffled the feet. Wanted to go to her right shoulder there on that low block. And Smith cut her off. As she spun back, she shuffled that pivot foot. Warriors with a 1-3-1. They swing it ahead, back up, and skip the pass over to Doctor. Doctor in the front court, three Warriors there. That's too many. They reset it back over to Doctor on the top. Swings left side to Lowe. Lowe skip pass over to Rosen in the corner. There's a three-point attempt, no good, but the rebound by Lowe. Out to Doctor for three, too strong, rebound saved, and Eliza's got it. Eliza going hard the other way. Attacks Doctor with the right hand, up and under, missed that shot. Grove with the rebound, put back up and in. Sarah Lynn Grove running the floor and finishing the action there. Quick inbound. It's a tip pass. Doctor comes down with it. Ahead on the left side to Lowe. Lowe, Grove on her. They double her. Back out and Eliza with the steal. Eliza going hard at Doctor. Accelerates past her and in for the lay-in. Doctor didn't want to pick up the foul. And Eliza Nisley makes it 4-0. Doctor running the point, swings it ahead to Olson on the left side, back to Doctor in the backcourt. Long pass ahead, off the hands of Smith and out of bounds. Doctor with that one-hand baseball pass there, too much on it. Warriors off to a good start here, getting a couple of fast break baskets. Harzma walks it up now against this man-to-man defense. Works right, hands to McMullen for three. Nothing there. 80 saves on the left side. Lost it. Eliza tracks it down. Back to 80 on top. Over to Grove. Grove drives baseline all the way in. Lays it up and in. Sarah Lynn Grove going with the left hand along the baseline and laying it up with the right hand. 6-0 Amity. Olson back to Doctor. Doctor scoops it ahead to Rosen on the side. They trap her and Eliza had the steal. They got Alyssa for a touch foul. Really weak call for playoff basketball. But Jed telling Alyssa, hey, don't slap at the ball. Just make it hard to make the pass. Little touch foul. Kept the Warriors from getting the steal and the fast break going the other way. Eliza had that one. Olson inbounds to Doctor. Warriors in the 1-3-1. No man-to-man yet. On the right side, it's Olson. Swing it over. There's a blocked shot by Grove. Rosen gets it back over to Doctor for three, and she hits it. Broken play. They take advantage of it, and Doctor hits her second shot, or makes her first one in two tries, I should say. On top. Harzma fumbles it, gets it back, working against Doctor in the corner. McMullen for three, missed that one. Eliza with a rebound, goes underneath, fouled. She will go to the line to shoot two. I think that's going to be on Rosen reaching in. Nope. He doesn't know who it was. He's looking back and forth. He got it wrong. He called it on low, but that's okay. Doesn't matter. Two shots coming for Eliza Nisley. First one. Good. Nisley. One more free throw. Takes her time and rims it around and down. It's 4 points for Nisley, 4 points for Grove. It's 8-3 Amity. Rosen gets it to Doctor. Doctor, long pass ahead. Chased down by Lowe. Lowe back out to Doctor in the left forecourt. Doctor with a bounce pass almost picked off by 80. And a travel called on Rosen. She was a little flustered. She wasn't expecting to have to react like she did. And when she finally got the ball, she didn't know what to do with it. Turnover on Horizon. Warriors have been close to multiple steals here that they haven't gotten. Grove hands off to McMullen. 18-footer, a little strong and left there. She's a little out of sync. Doctor gets it to Rosen, throws ahead. Grove steals. Controls to Eliza, ahead to Alyssa in the left forecourt. Alyssa slows it down over to Grove. Grove thought about the three, drives instead, gets to 8 feet, and rolls it in over the front of the rim. Grove with 6 points, great decision with the head fake. 10-3 Amity. Rosen gets it to Doctor, swings it ahead to Olson on the right side. Her pass knocked out of bounds by Grove. Grove's everywhere right now. Playing her style of game. 4:42 left to go, first quarter. 10-3 Amity. Doctor, way out on top. Trapped, throws it away. Grove with it, throws it ahead to McMullen. Chases it down, no dribble. Left hand lay-in is good. Great pass by Sarah Lynn Grove on the steal. Great throw ahead. And we've got a 30-second timeout, I think, taken here. It is 12-3. Amity on top of the number 19 seed, so kind of going about like you might have thought it would have gone, right? Not a big shocking development here, but the Warriors doing what they do, and that is getting out and running, creating turnovers, and in the half court being very patient, looking for the drop-ins I need to do here. We'll find them here for OSAA. Horizon ball. Rosen gets it over to Doctor. Doctor, they trap her as she crosses half court. Nowhere to go with that. Depth to sideline, finally to Lowe. Skips the pass over to Rosen in the corner. Misses the three. Harzma tips out of bounds. Going to be Horizon ball along the baseline, left side of the key. They get it to the mid-range. The shot's missed. There's a tipped ball, and it's out of bounds off of Lowe. She was battling with 80 Nisley to try to get to that, and that caused her not to be able to control it. 12-3 Amity, 4:10 left to go, first quarter. One foul on each team, so no foul trouble yet for anybody. Nicely, left corner. Skips it over to 80, mid-range. Pops it from about 8 feet along the right baseline. What a great skip pass by Eliza across the baseline. Doctor throws it ahead. It's Smith. Back to Doctor. Way out on top. Works to the right. Finding nobody but white jerseys everywhere she goes. Now they reverse. Try to reverse it to her. They get it to her. Eliza or 80 right there. Skip it back over to Rosen. Rosen stolen by Harzma. Harzma trying to look ahead. We got a reach-in foul on number 21, Kenzie Rosen. Probably a good foul by her. That stopped the fast break because Maya was about to make the pass to Alyssa for the lay-in. 3:33 to go. 14-3 Warriors with the ball. Alyssa to Maya, way out on top. High post. That was kicked. It'll be Warriors ball on the sideline. Warriors going right to left in front of me here. I'm sitting right behind Janelle, who's running the clock fabulously as always. Appreciate her doing that. Down low, 80 over to Grove. Lays it up and in. What a pass from 80 Nisley to Sarah Lynn Grove. Grove's got 8. Went from the right block to the left block on the cut. They trap Doctor. She gets across, weaving her way through traffic. Now picks it up, swings it to Rosen. Right side, three-pointer Olsen misses low, can't handle it, knocked out of bounds by Harzma. 16-3 Amity. Hawks ball, left side of the key on the baseline. Warriors go 2-3 zone on the inbound. Smith out on top to Rosen, in the corner to Doctor. Quick trigger three there, no good. Rebound, great box out by 80 in the rebound. Nisley pushes ahead to her sister. Eliza, hesitation dribble, gets in deep. Misses the shot, tips, controlled by Olsen. Eliza didn't get that one on the board. Doctor heads up the floor, crosses over, spins, trapped, and tied up by Alyssa. All of that ball handling to end up with a jump ball. It'll be Hawks basketball. And Doctor getting pretty frustrated. You can see the frustration on her face and the emotion. Starting to melt a little bit, I think, under the pressure. Doctor, McMullen up on her on the top of that 1-3-1. They go on the left side. It's Rosen, tries to drive baseline, lost it out of bounds. That's the thing. You take it out of Doctor's hands, and nobody else can handle that kind of pressure the Warriors can put. And all five Warriors on the floor can put great pressure on you. They're all excellent defenders. Sarah Lynn that time way out on the perimeter, stopping that drive. 80, down low to Eliza, back to Sarah Lynn in front of the rim. Fouled as she attacks the right side. Grove to the line to shoot two. Hey, if you are one of those people who does Instagram, give me just a second here, make sure I don't get something wrong. At the foul line, Grove misses the first one. Shane Wall is a guy to follow, and I'm trying to remember what his... his Instagram is here. But if you look up Shane Wall, Grove gets one out of two. 17-3 Amity. Shane Wall does a lot of video stuff. You'll see some of those highlight reels on Instagram. He's here again tonight. It's a pass underneath, stolen by Nisley. Eliza going the other way, ahead to 80. 80 can't handle it, scoops it back to Harzma. Swings over to McMullen on the baseline. She'll back it out. On top to Grove. Fakes the three, jab step over to Harzma, traveled. Shane Wall does the little video clips and then puts together kind of the montage highlight thing. He's doing it with my audio this time, so it'll be kind of interesting to see what he does with that. Trying to add a little bit. He throws some music in the background. This time he can do music or play-by-play audio to it, so it should be kind of fun. Grove with a steal on the pressure. Grove going the other way up the right side, slows down at the Warrior head, leaves it for Eliza. Eliza drives all the way in, scoops it up too hard with the right hand and not enough spin on it. Rebound to Horizon, 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Horizon, Rosen with it. On top, Olsen wants to go right, gets in the corner to low, knocked out of bounds by Grove. Sarah Lynn's playing fantastic defensive basketball. She's also got 9 points to lead all scorers. McMullen out, Wilson in. So that'll put Eliza on the top, I think, of the 1-3-1. She has no fouls, so it's a great opportunity for her. Sarah Lynn looks a little winded, holding her stomach a little there, her side. We condition hard as a team, so I'm not worried about it. There's a pass attempted on a cutter along the baseline from Doctor to Olson, knocked away by 80 and out of bounds. Jed talking about what he wants. 2-3 zone as they inbound. Smith on top. It's Rosen, knocked away. They're going to say that she didn't have control. Doctor with a long three, short. Ball loose, Harzma with it. Harzma couldn't get it to Eliza. Now she gets it to 80. 80 drives baseline all the way in, lays it up, no good. Wilson with the rebound, puts it back up, no good. Wilson tips off of her and out of bounds. Kylie doing what she does. Offensive board, just missed that short put back there, but a great effort by the sophomore post. So strong, great hands. Eliza on top of the 1-3-1 now. Olson swings it over to Doctor, down in the corner to Lowe. Lowe back to Doctor, knocked away by Harzma, out of bounds along the side. 51.8 seconds left to go first quarter. 17-3, Amity on top. As good as you could expect, Doctor had one good look from three-point range and made it. The rest of the time, she's been stifled. The pass on top, they swing it to Doctor. She gets another three-pointer off, too strong. Wilson tips and comes out of there nicely, throws it ahead to Eliza. Eliza with the left hand scores! 80 Nisely with the assist. Eliza with her sixth point of the game. 19-3 Amity, 30 seconds to go. They throw long and ahead, and this one's over, folks. 29.4 to go in the first quarter. Once that ball leaves Doctor's hands, they have no chance of running an offensive set. Welcome to the upper echelon of girls basketball, Hawks. You're playing a different team than what you've played before. Wilson, back door, Nisely lays it up and in. What a pass. Kylie Wilson to 80 Nisely. 80 gets the basket. It's 21-3 with 15 seconds to go. They throw ahead. Grove picks up a cheap foul there. Maybe a little fatigue. Got a late jump on that one. Trying to get a steal on everything at this point. 21-3, Amity on top, 11.5 seconds to go. Just the second foul in the first quarter for the Warriors. First on Grove. Alyssa's got the other one. Olson inbounds to Doctor. Doctor traveled, got away with it. Over in the corner, down low. And the shot is good by Rosen. Good pass from the wing there. Kenzie Rosen makes it, and Harzma picks up the foul. Got there a little late on the trail defense. 21-5, and Rosen will get a chance for a three-point play here. The left-handed guard knocks down the free throw, and it's 21-6. Just like that, they doubled their score. Pass ahead, 80 for three, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. 21-6, excuse me, Amity on top. We'll be back after these messages on KLYC. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. Your Warriors on top of the Hawks of Horizon, 21-6. Horizon did get the last basket there. It was 21-3. Back on the floor for the Warriors. The starters accept Wilson in for Harzma. Harzma. Grove, down low to Wilson, turns to the left hand, missed that one. 80 tips, gets it, kicks it out. Eliza fakes the three, jab step drives, offensive foul. Got a jump stop and go up straight, kid. She's great take, excellent ball fake. Got herself into that close in range about 6 feet from the basket. Picks up her first foul of the game, though. You got to go straight up on that jump stop. Don't take the jump stop, but then kind of let your momentum sail into the defender, which is what happened there. There's a travel at the other end on Rosen. The Warriors get it right back. When that ball is not in Doctor's hands, they're in a lot of trouble. Warriors can force turnovers left and right. McMullen running the point. Top of the key. Man-to-man defense. Grove hands off to Eliza, drives with the left hand, up and in, all the way down the middle. Eliza Nisely with 8 points in the game. She and Grove dominating the scoring so far. Doctor picks it up and throws it to Rosen, down low. Smith has it, lost it, stolen away. Eliza with it, rips out of there, pulls up the floor. It's a 3-on-2 if they hurry. McMullen attacks with the left hand, left it a little short. Wilson tips, Doctor comes out of there with it, running the other direction. Slows down, goes behind her back, works to the baseline, hooks a long pass out to Rosen for three. No good. Short rebound, put back up and missed by, I think that was Olsen, rebound to Wilson. McMullen pulls up from 18. She is wide right. She's been left, right, everything but center. Oh, Alyssa just rushing her shot just a little bit, not in rhythm. One of the best shooters in the state. Not on to start this game. I'll bet that changes. Rosen over to Doctor. Works up the left side of the floor. They trap her there. Gets right on the sideline. Throws it off of Nisley and out of bounds. So you just see the frustration there. Just nowhere for her to go. Teammates are standing around watching her instead of coming to the ball. Doctor inbounds over to Rosen. Rosen down in the corner. Smith loses it. Out of bounds. Good defense by Grove. Smith took a shot to the ear there. Probably an inadvertent elbow or something from Grove, or maybe her shoulder. They were both kind of going after that loose ball a little bit. High post Wilson. Waits. Takes a couple dribbles. Now leaves it out on top. Eliza spins her way underneath the baseline. Down low Wilson. Pivots. Banks scores. Fouled. What a nice little move. She got Doctor out of position. And she didn't really have a shot. Didn't want to go over with her left hand. So she just kind of stepped through with the right. Went up strong. Doctor fouls her. Her first. First basket for Kylie. Harzma back in. She gives Eliza a break. No foul trouble for the Warriors. Nobody with more than one. That's fantastic. One free throw for Kylie Wilson. Buries it. Love that. Good job. Kylie, 26-6 Amity on top. Doctor splits the double. Top of the key. Throws down low to low. Low reverse lay-in fouled by Wilson, and that was a bad foul because Low had no shot on that reverse lay-in. She was so far under the backboard, there was no way she was getting that up. Wilson reached out, tried to block the shot, and picks up her first foul. Second team foul on the Warriors this quarter. Free throw missed by Low. Peyton Low, a 5'8 sophomore. One more coming. A little jump shot there from the line. That one goes down. 26-7. Amity on top by 19. 6:06 to go here in the second quarter. Wilson at the foul line. Hands off to 80. Hooks it down to Grove. Back out to Wilson. Mid-range. Halfway down wouldn't stay. She has that shot. She's comfortable, really comfortable at about 15 feet and in. Doctor going the other way. Bounce pass to Olsen. Olsen works to the right. Goes back to Doctor, 23-footer out top, airballed that one out of bounds. Trying to force things a little bit. Rice in, 80 Nisley out. So it's Rice, Harzma, Grove, Wilson, and McMullen. Harzma with the ball, high post. Grove leads for Wilson, little 8-footer. That one missed, a little strong on that one. Likes to use the backboard from that angle. Doctor going the other way. Works her way down the middle of the key. Jumps into Grove. Grove was not set. Picks up her second foul. Shot was no good. He's wearing the wrong colors. Needs to have his blue on. Friend of ours we go to church with who works at Horizon Christian just showed up. But he's not wearing Horizon colors, but he is sitting with them. I don't know. First one by Doctor, good. She'll have one more. Buries them both. Makes it a 26-9 Warrior lead. Eliza works to the right, gets in deep, finds Harzma on the cut. She was fouled late. How did this guy not blow the whistle? He is standing 5 feet away, and he doesn't blow the whistle. He has to wait for the guy out on top to blow the whistle? My goodness. If you're not going to blow the whistle on that, just, you know, there's no reason to really officiate. Right in front of you, she gets sandwiched by two Horizon Hawks. Terrible no call. Harzma buries the first one. First point of the game for Maya. One more coming for the 5'4" point guard. Perfect on that one, too. 28-9 Warriors. Coming up on the 5-minute mark here in the first half. Doctor picks up her dribble, swings it across to Rosen. Rosen, pass stolen by McMullen. McMullen ahead to Wilson. Wilson trucking down the right side, lays it up and in! She doesn't have the speed some of the other ones does, but she finishes strong on that right side. 30-9, Wilson with 5 points. Doctor mid-range buries it. She's got 7 in the game of their 11 points. High post. Eliza just turns, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. I don't know what they were doing defensively, but they weren't guarding her. She's got 10. It's a pass over and back to Doctor now on the right side. Flips it across to on top. That's a travel. They're going to get a foul. Nope, a travel. I think McMullen might have hit her on the arm a little bit, but they're going to call her for the double dribble or the travel, whatever you want to call it. I don't think she dribbled again, so it's just a travel. 32-11 Warriors. High post. Eliza hands off Rice, 17-footer. Little strong, gets her own rebound. Foul. Nice job by Emily to follow her shot right down the lane. Warriors with a definite rebounding advantage in this game. They got an athleticism advantage. Second foul on low. And Rice taking advantage of her length and athleticism there. Follow her own shot. Gets to the foul line. First one halfway down, won't stay though. Another one coming for the senior forward. One more. Oh, again, misses them both. Rice, both of those were in and out. Doctor up the right side, hooks a pass to nobody, and out of bounds. Threw that ball across court with that baseball hook pass kind of thing. It's a terrible pass. It's very inaccurate. Looks good when it works, but it's inaccurate. High post, they run off a little screen. Hartsman to the lane, missed it. Rebound, Rice. Probably foul, no call. Got to go up stronger to draw that foul. Rebound to Lowe, gets it to Doctor. McMullen picks her up, works her to the left, gets a screen, works to the corner, still going baseline, pulls up, tough shot, missed it. Lowe on the other side, fouled by Rice. Rice didn't box out, and that's what Jed's unhappy about. It's like, you got one job to do on that, and that's box out the weak side, and you didn't do it. And that's why she got the rebound, and you got the foul. Could have avoided both of those. 32-11, 3:43 left to go in the second quarter. Warriors up by 21. Low at the line, shooting 2. Buries the first one. It's 2 out of 3 from the line. Rice out, 80 in. One more coming for Peyton Low, 5'8". Forward. Misses that one, rebound Eliza. Throws ahead to 80 in the right wing. Back to Eliza on top. Hooks it over to 80. Thought about the three. Now skips it down. Harzma out to McMullen for 3. No good. Halfway down, wouldn't stand. Wilson ties him up inside. Great work on the offensive glass by Kylie Wilson. Alternating possession goes to the Hawks. That's all right. You get the next one, and there will be more. Start of every quarter at the very least. Doctor. Spins away from McMullen, picked up by Harzman. Now they trap her. The pass up on top. Get back to Doctor. Now skips it over. Right side low. Fouled by Wilson as Olsen was coming down the right side. Wilson picks up the foul. First, second. So the Warriors stayed out of foul trouble there in the first quarter. In the second quarter, they have 5 fouls with 3:11 to go. So any fouls here on out in this quarter are going to be 2 shots. Olsen misses the first. It's a 32-12 game. Warriors are up by 15 after one. They're up by 20 now. Be nice to see a run here over the last 3 minutes. Eliza with the rebound after the miss by Olsen. 80 to Maya up on top. Maya, high post. Eliza hands to 80 on the curl. Down with the left hand, lays it up, missed. Ball tipped, should be Warriors ball. Wilson battling, made that go out of bounds off of Smith. Warriors go 4 low here on the inbound. Harzma looking to trigger it in. underneath. Nisely uses that right hand, protects it with the left shoulder, and Eliza's got 12 in the first half, leading scorer in the game. Long pass ahead, stolen by Eliza. Eliza going the other way, lost it. McMullen gets it back, pulls up from 15. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Should be Warriors. Oh, my goodness, that's terrible. Should be Warriors basketball. That was clearly knocked out by a Horizon player. Warriors trapping in the backcourt. Doctor gets it, works up the left side, throws ahead to Lowe. Now they deny Doctor the ball back. Lowe picks up her dribble, swings it over. Back to Doctor on the left side. Doctor, top of the key. They trap her. She backs up with it. Nowhere to go. Finally shovels a pass to Lowe. Lowe on top Smith over to Rosen. They close out on her. Back to Smith. Five on the shot clock, and the shot is good by number three, Olsen. They found her on the left block. 34-14 Warriors. Harzma backs it up. Over to 80 on the right wing. 80 with a little bit of a drive and a handoff to Eliza. Eliza surveys Rosen there. They say, let's run it on top to McMullen. McMullen, high post. Eliza steps back, 17-footer short. Long rebound, 80 chases it down. Back out on top to Eliza. Jab step, works right all the way to the basket and scores. She's so quick. And Eliza knows that defensively they just can't stay with her. 14 in the first half for Eliza. First team, all Pac West, and she's got a steal. Well, a jump ball, which will be a steal because the Warriors will get it on the alternating possession. Eliza loves that physical play. What makes her such a tremendous soccer player, that speed and physicality, and she brings that to the basketball court. We got a timeout on the floor taken by Amity. This can be a 30-second timeout. So we will stay right here. I got to do my job here, I guess. As the title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help our team and community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.org, or excuse me, .com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity. Dear style, efficiency, and performance. Glad we're on the same team this season and every season. Let's keep on huddling up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. Sounds like a football one to me. Huddling up and going for it. Nonetheless, the Warriors break their huddle, I guess, and have the ball up 22 with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. See what Jed wanted out of this. High post, Eliza, it's poked away. She gets it back, finds McMullen along the baseline, lays it up and in. What a pass from Eliza to Alyssa. Assist for Nisley. Doctor stepped out of bounds along the sideline. Good defense there by 80 and Alyssa. 80 doing a good job taking away that sideline. Doctor tried to squeeze past, and there was nothing, even though 80 was giving ground. 1 minute to go. Warriors up by 24. Harzma, backdoor. 80, fouled. No call, but she gets the basket. The assist from Maya Harzma. 80 was 6 in the game. Rosen with it, right forecourt, might have carried, swings it back over to Doctor. Doctor looked to trap her. Weak pass, double bounce over to Rosen, chases it down. And here comes the trap on her, knocked out of bounds by 80. She smacks the ball into Phil Lopez's laptop. No harm done. But in typical Warrior girl fashion, she felt horrible about it right away. Doesn't want to do any damage to anything else, but boy, get out there for a loose ball, you'll find out. There's a steal by Eliza. Throws ahead to McMullen. McMullen going hard, takes it in, lays it up, short. Ball's loose, and that, what was that buzz for? I don't know what that buzzer was for. I don't know if we had just an inadvertent whistle or an inadvertent buzzer. They give it to the Hawks, said it was out of bounds, no jump ball. 18 seconds to go, first half. Rosen gets it back to Doctor. Doctor in the left front court, works back to the right. gets down, throws up an off-balance, funky shot. No chance there. Lowe misses and gets fouled by Wilson. Lowe just throwing up garbage there, off-balance. Wilson bails her out with a foul. That's her third. That'll get Rice into the game. That's twice Kylie's just kind of been out of position and picked up a bad foul. Rose or Lowe with a little jump shot, free throw, knocks it down. Wilson out, leaves the game with her 5 points and three fouls. Rice will have one more. Lowe gets the second one. Misses the second one, excuse me. Warriors coming the other way. Can't get it off. It gets stolen, but that is the end of the first half. 40-15. Amity with a 29-9 advantage there in that second quarter and a 25-point advantage overall in the first half. For the Warriors in the first half, Eliza Nisley with 14 points. Sarah Lynn Grove with 9. 6 for 80 Nisley, 5 for Wilson, 4 for Alyssa McMullen, 2 for Harzma. For Horizon Christian, Doctor with 7, Rosen 3, and Lowe 3. I feel like, and 2 for Olsen. I was thinking, that's only 13. I'm missing some here. So, all right. We will take a break. If I can get Devin to come over here. But I didn't get a response from him. Oh, there he is. He doesn't text me. He just shows up. I have to give him a bad time about that. Stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings from all teams and leagues across Oregon. Access OSAA state championship programs, read the latest prep news and information, search OSAA Live in the App Store on Google Play to download today. All right, Devin, I'm going to tell you something here about courtesy.
All right.
When I text you and ask you, you have to text me back and tell me yes or no.
My bad on that one. I looked at Nicole, I was like, all right, I might have to leave here for a second.
A second. Well, Tim stayed all the way through halftime and then the third quarter yesterday for me. So you might have to do some color for me in the third quarter. All right?
All right.
You can do that, right? Hey, I just want to say fantastic coaching effort last night. Great game prep. Just a little outmatched on the glass.
Yep.
What it came down to, right?
Yeah.
What else, from as you've had 24 hours now to kind of reflect, which I know you probably didn't get a lot of sleep last night. You probably thought about it a lot. What's your analysis of that game in retrospect?
I actually think is this a good volume?
Yeah, you're good. Okay. You're good. I can enjoy you.
I thought we played really good. I thought, there's just a few moments like you talked about on the glass, kind of lost in a few moments. But defensively, I thought we were really solid. Couldn't find a way to score the basketball in some opportune times and couldn't shoot the basketball.
Yeah. First half was rough outside shooting.
Yes. Well, I mean, for the whole game, we shot 5 of 32 from the three-point line.
A lot of those were open.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Good looks.
That's the thing about it is it's like, if they were four shots, if they were, and a couple of them were, don't get me wrong, coming down and shooting early in the shot
quick,
clock.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I thought we were getting good looks. And in a playoff game where maybe you're undersized, where you are undersized, where you're probably not the better athlete in general, you're going to have to make some shots. You're going to have to find some ways to get points. I've watched the game back already. we beat them in three quarters, and that second quarter, 17-5, was just a – just a big gap
you had an 11-8 lead after one.
Yep.
Played really, really well. You made three threes, I think, in that first quarter.
Yeah. Yep.
And then not another one until maybe late in the third.
Yep. Yep. We made one in the third, one in the fourth.
And that was one of the things that I talked about during that whole first half. It's like My goodness, I wasn't tracking, but I figured at halftime we were probably 3 for 15 from three-point range, something like that.
Yep.
It was pretty rough, and we missed probably our last – I think we were 3 for our first 7 maybe, and then probably missed our next 8 in a row in the first half, and that second quarter just couldn't get anything going.
Nothing. You know, and I felt like in that second quarter, kind of like Warrington, I know you're broadcasting that one as well, you know, just a lull, I think, kind of went away from, you know, pushing the pace. You know, I felt like they dictated that game in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And against good teams, you know, that can be the difference in a ball game.
Sure.
Now, you know, looking back on this season just in general, I think, you know, how our boys came out, you know, and responded to that was awesome. You know, in certain games, when the going gets tough, we've folded. And I think that, you know, our boys showed some resilience, attacked, found ways, came together and, you know, put together, made that game, you know, a dang good basketball game.
Well, here's the scenario. You're down 3. You foul their best foul shooter, their best shooter, their point guard.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the line, Pippen. He misses both.
Yeah.
Unbelievable break, right?
Oh.
I mean, as a coach, you're just absolutely thrilled, and we don't box out.
Oh,
or maybe, I don't know if we boxed out or not. We didn't have JJ in there.
Yep.
We didn't have Brandon Aaron in there.
Correct.
So your two probably best interior rebounders because of length and strength aren't there. And the 6'8 kid, Kinder, just goes up and just picks that ball. And it was a pretty clean rebound from what I could tell. He's just so long, it's hard to get a call.
In the playoffs, you know, I thought there were in some instances more foul calls than there should have been. You know, I'm not going to talk about the foul discrepancy.
There was a lot. But part of that was because they were at the rim a lot.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We were shooting a lot of threes.
Yep,
you don't get a lot of foul shots out there.
Yep.
And they were trying to pound that ball into that low post or find the big guy dive into the hoop over and over. And when you're smaller, you're going to get a lot of fouls.
Yep.
Trying to strip the ball.
Don't get me wrong. I think I just felt like there were a few times that we were still attacking. I don't think it should have been 37-10 in the foul. Now, you know, there were moments and we could have done different things. We did shoot a lot of threes. But I felt like we attacked hard.
So that situation was pretty rough.
Yeah.
It could have had the ball down 3 coming up the floor with what, 20 seconds or so, 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, I think when they made that one, it was 36.
Okay. Could have come down. I don't know what your game plan would have been at that point. Do you go for a 3? Do you go for a 2 and then foul?
You know, In that instance, based on how they had been shooting free throws, if we could have gotten a quick 2, we would have won a quick 2.
And it's not like we were busting threes left and right, so like we just talked about. It's like it's not like
you're
you got
right.
a hot hand
you're
out
right,
there.
You're right.
Feet,
we're not so. We're not drawing up a play. And
though Andrew played really, really well in that fourth quarter.
Awesome.
And I would have thought, and in the back of my head, I didn't say it because we didn't get to this point, but I would have wanted him taking that shot.
Absolutely.
I mean, well, by that time, you got Carton on the bench, JJ's on the bench. So it's really good.
Yes.
It's really Grove.
Yep.
It was unbelievable. We got that break. We were down 5, and Keon gets a steal because they screwed up their inbound. They tried to do the old, I don't even know what you call it. We used to run that against press break where you throw it to another guy out of bounds.
Yeah.
They didn't execute that very well.
Yeah, I wonder if they had drawn that up and, like, talked about that prior or if that was kind of the boys on the fly. I'm not exactly.
It didn't look drawn up.
You think it was on the fly, or?
I think it's something they've probably done in the past, but I don't think it was something that they had drawn up specifically for this game, like we're going to run that at some point.
Yeah.
I don't think they thought this was going to be a close game. They probably weren't working on, end of the game stuff.
That's true. I just, you know, I've never inbounded the ball and thought of that, but I guess we never had that in our bag or, But yeah, you know, that was a great break for us.
Keon was so surprised that ball all of a sudden is just laying at his feet, like, oh, I'm at the rim.
Yep. No, I thought that was a great opportunity, and I would have loved. I know we already brought it up. I would have loved to see just what happened if we got that rebound. You know, what plays out
chance.
From there.
Yep.
But you know, again, I thought we played well. I thought we showed that, you know, we can play with these teams. You know, we're not going to get the opportunity to go to Coos. But I was proud of our boys.
It was a lot better matchup than last year in the first round. Going to Cascade Christian, which
I know you were a first-year coach, but it wouldn't have mattered. I don't know what you would have drawn up against that team.
I think something's wrong with
a 5A school.
Something's wrong with that system of like there should be some sort of coaches ranking that. I don't know how it would
work out.
What
are they ranked, sixth this year?
Sixth. Again,
but
same,
you know, the whole first half of that, their whole pre-league season, they're playing 6A and 5A teams.
Yes.
So it doesn't count against their ranking. Yep. It doesn't help their ranking. And they actually petitioned OSA to play 5A.
Yep.
And OSA turned them down because they only wanted to do it for boys basketball.
Oh, that's what it was.
They're like, no, you got to take over everything, which I think is horrible. It's like, hey, look, if a school knows they have a great program and they want those kids to be challenged, let them go play that. I mean, it's where they want to be.
The one question I would have about that is, do you think part of it was that they don't think they'll be that dominant for as many years?
Well, you only have to do it 2 years at a time with OSA.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I think it would have been perfect. I think that's what Cascade Christian wanted. They got the 7-footer, for
his
2 years. It's like, it's like, okay, let's go play, some 5A schools. They'd be competitive at the 5A level.
Oh, well, they beat Summit, and Summit's a really good 5A school as well. So
you're going to be young next year.
Yes.
Yep. You got a plan for that yet?
You
can bring Carter up a year early.
I would love to.
No, you're going to want him his full four.
Absolutely. I think that we might have to play a little bit different. We're going to have to be scrappy. We're going to have to be a little bit defensive. But all things I think we can do.
We need to find some size out there somewhere.
Yeah, Henry said he's taking True Height. I don't know what that is. He said apparently it's a pill that gets you tall. I never heard about it, but I'm learning on the fly.
Is that what you took after high school? All right. Horizon Christian with the ball to start the third quarter. We'll get Devin to hang out with us here a little while and talk about this girls' game. Down low, Smith turns. Good defense there by Grove. Holds her position. Ball off of Smith's foot and out of bounds. But you get this girls' team. Fun to
just
watch, aren't they?
Just the speed they play at. It's hard to match. And, Horizon Christian, they've got, one really, really solid player. But it's hard when we have, five players that can all play at this tempo and all have skill.
McMullen for three. Little short. That one was online at least. And almost threw that one away. Doctor with the ball across half court in the right forecourt. Works her way to the baseline. Cut off by Harzma. Pass out to Olsen. Almost lost it. They swing it back to Doctor on the right angle. Little jab step. Works to the right. Wants the three. Good closeout by Harzma. Olsen on the left block. Sips it back out to Doctor for three. No good. Rebound. Nisely in traffic. And the Nisely girls are so strong with the ball. They go grab that thing. They're kind of selfish with it. They want it really bad. You got to love it. Selfish in a good way. Oh, McMullen's pass tipped and stolen by Doctor. She drives, spins on McMullen up with the right hand. Missed it. Ball's loose, out of bounds off of Harzma. Grove might have disagreed with that. 40-15, Amity on top. Minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Smith up on top to Rosen. Swings it to Doctor, right corner, quick trigger three, no good. Nice timing by 80, gets it knocked away, gets it back, swings it over to her sister, and now to Harzma, brings it up the middle of the floor, 80 on the right angle. Oh, tried to go down low, ball knocked out of bounds by Olsen. She had Eliza on the backdoor cut, but they weren't quite in sync.
Yeah, they weren't on that same page.
80, right corner three on the inbound. Halfway down, no good. Eliza with the rebound, puts it up and in. They just everywhere. She's got 16 in the game. Hasn't shot a ball outside of 2 feet.
Yep, they know where that ball is going to end up.
Rosen's pass picked off by Harzma. Harzma going hard with the left hand. Scores! And they just know how to attack off that fast break. So unselfish. 44-15 Amity. Doctor in the forecourt, gets to the foul line, bounce pass down low, laid up and in by Smith. It's a good pass from Doctor there. At the other end, McMullen, who can't find her shot tonight, on top Harzma, high post Grove, back to Harzma, drives, weaves her way through traffic, lays it up and in.
Great, great take there.
That's if you set your feet too quick on her, she's just like, okay, I'll just go around you.
Yeah.
Doctor splits a double team, pulls up from the elbow, little strong. Grove battling, can't get it. Controlled by low, down low. They double her, and then she loses it out of bounds. Warriors basketball, 5:06 left to go, third quarter.
That's twice now that number four, Doctor.
Yeah.
She split that double team, and I think that's something that Jed will talk about, making sure she doesn't split it, because then it opens up the court for the rest of them.
It's how you pick up fouls on help defense, right?
Yep.
Because you're not expecting that, and then all of a sudden, because you're not hedging, because you don't expect the double team to get split.
Yep.
And so, and if you wouldn't want to hedge that, you assume that double team is going to hold, and she's not coming through. So.
Yep. And when she doesn't split it, she's now making those longer cross court passes, and that's where Maya, Eliza, 80 are getting those touches, those steals, and we can get out and run.
So you return Keon as a starter from this year.
Yep.
And then
Con and Coop.
So you've got three with pretty good varsity experience coming back. We're looking for Asher to develop a little bit more, right?
Asher, Henry,
Khalil,
Brad.
You've got a lot of guards.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that or not. When you look around the huddle, they all come up to your shoulder. Harzma splits the defense all the way with the right hand. Scoops it up. Missed that one. Smith had it. Fell down. Lost the ball out of bounds. And the Warriors help her up because our girls are the nicest girls in the state. They are so nice. Like, I don't even know how to explain to people who don't know our girls how nice they are. Grove pops it from 12. A little strong and right.
I always hated those really nice teams. You know, it's because especially that are really good. It's like, oh, I want to.
And you want to not like them, but you can't not like our girls, even if you're playing against them.
Yep.
They're going to help you up, tell you they're sorry if they knock you down, and then they're going to go right after you again and steal the ball from you. Uh-huh. They're just cutthroat in a sweet way. There's a three-pointer from the left wing. No good. Grove with the rebound to eight. Eliza. Eliza up the right side, slows it down with the Warrior head, Devin's favorite place to shoot from. We're going to put those in the new gym, by the way. We're going to continue to have the two Warrior heads.
Are we?
Yeah.
I like that.
That's important. McMullen, left side, misses the short jumper. She just can't find her shot tonight. If one thing the rest of this game we need to see is Alyssa get untracked and get some confidence back in her shot. She's just been all over the place. Short, long, right, left.
Yeah.
They skip the pass over to Rosen. Knocked away by Eliza and out of bounds. So Eliza made first team all league, and I'm not in on that conversation, but it had to be because of her defense.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Hands down, best defender in our league.
She is so quick. She pushes the pace, you know, defensively, offensively. Yeah. I watched a couple games this year, and, man, she's all over the place.
Yeah. Anticipates so well. There's a three-pointer from the right side buried by Olsen. She's got five in the game. Cuts it to a 26-point lead. Wilson, high post, steps through. They're going to get it for a travel. Boy, I thought that one looked okay. That call should have come from here or here. Instead, it came from out here, which makes me wonder if it was really a travel. I don't know.
I need to learn that a little bit better, where the calls are supposed to come from.
Well, okay, so tell me about the call that you didn't like last night right in front of you when they called Trent out of bounds.
Well, I was actually, like, right on the spot, and, you know, I was thinking in my head, man, oh, my gosh, he tiptoed. Perfect. Nice job. And then a whistle blows from half court, and I'm like, how are you making that call when I was right here? I was thinking, man, what a
I'll
great.
I'll tell you what, though. Yes. She was nice to you.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I saw it back. Not always, you know.
Twice she started to tee you up, and you backed off, and she let you. Which
is
nice of her. You guys,
I know.
You found the perfect balance with her.
I've been told, and I watched it back. Maybe, you know, not the best response, but I was a little frustrated.
Yeah.
So
well,
yeah,
it's part of that process as a coach.
Yeah, yep.
Well, ultimately, you don't want to do anything that's going to hurt your team.
Well, and that's what I thought about after the fact. You know, if that would have gotten a technical, we were on a run right there. Would not have been a great for us.
Could have been a momentum kill. Yep,
absolutely.
Hawks ball, the inbound to Olsen. Olsen works to the left and pass ticked off by Eliza. Eliza going hard the other way, takes it all the way in, scoops it up and in. How's that not a foul? Just riding her left arm.
That's the speed I was talking about. Gets by one defender and then absorbs the contact and still finishes.
18 points for Eliza,
man.
All of them at the rim. She just attacks in the half court, attacks in the in the length of the floor. On the left side, Olsen trying to drive, cut off by 80. Eliza gets a reach in there, but she's coming around for that steal.
Yep.
She loves to come around on your blind side
as
you're turning and just kind of dive in, take the ball, and go the other way.
Yeah, it sometimes seems like she knows what you want to do even before you do it yourself.
Well, she knew 80 was taking away the left.
Yep.
She knew that girl had to spin back away from that to have a chance. Just mistimed that a little bit. But she had the fouls to play with, only her second foul in the game. 2:46 left to go third quarter, 48-20 Warriors. Olsen inbounds to Doctor. Doctor. Long pass over. That's one I think Harzma could have anytime she really wants it. Feels like it. Down low. They skip a pass. Try to go back over to Doctor on the back door. And they throw it out of bounds. So Summer League's going to be a focus on how to play small.
Absolutely. And just meshing together. Hopefully we can work out some of the wrinkles and work out some of the playing together.
Grove with the left hand, low post move there, got right in front of the rim, caught it. Nice assist from Harzma. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're just working on playing together and working out some of those wrinkles early so that by the time season comes, you know, maybe we're two steps ahead versus starting from scratch.
Yeah. So. Yep. Out on top, they swing it to Doctor on the right angle, almost from the Warrior head, not quite. She does not have Ellie McMullen range. Going the other way.
Nice pass.
Great pass from Eliza to Alyssa. She drew the double and then made the little hook pass. You got to love that, don't you? Such a high basketball IQ. Eliza, or 80 with a steal at the other end. And to Eliza, what a pass there. Over the shoulder, lays it up and in. Oh, my goodness. That pass had a window like 3 inches square to get through there.
Goodness.
Timeout taken by the Hawks.
The chemistry these girls have and just the awareness of where you can make that pass.
That pass, she threw that pass from, let's see, kind of the end of the volleyball court.
Yep.
And she threw it to about half court. Eliza's running straight away from her, throws it right over her shoulder like a quarterback to a receiver, just over the defender, doesn't even know the ball's there. Why would the ball be there? Right. Drops it right into her hands, and she just accelerates away.
Yeah.
It's an incredible, difficult pass to make.
Yep.
So. What do you have coming up off of JV besides what we talked about? Anything else? Anybody else to slide up to kind of round out that varsity roster probably?
For it? We definitely have some. I don't know many of the like young eighth graders coming up.
Yeah.
But as for freshman and sophomore, I know we also have Trenton Rustin. You know, he's a really good energy guy. Plays really good defense. Still has some room to grow. But I don't know if I brought up Diego. Diego played a lot of JV minutes for us and was a solid, really good at playing off 2 feet. Then we talked about Asher, Khalil, Henry. I think we'll have a solid core. And then, you know, I always leave room for the people that surprise me.
Absolutely. Guys can grow and develop a lot.
Absolutely.
Especially between that sophomore and junior year.
Yes.
Very common.
Absolutely.
Down low. Low with it on the right baseline. They double her. Ball tipped by Grove. Ball's loose. Scooped up and laid in by, I think, Smith.
Got lucky off her little tip pass right there.
Yep. At the other end, McMullen buries the mid-range. That's what we're looking for.
Yep.
They want to keep running that. Get her some looks. That one finally looked clean. She's such a good shooter. So confident as a shooter. On top, it's Olsen. Throws it away. Over the top of Doctor's head because McMullen put the pressure on. Do you run some different defensive looks next year because you'll be a little smaller?
Yeah, I think we'll have to put in some different looks and kind of just see who runs what well. I know Bradley really ran the top of the 1-3-1 for
good athlete.
Yep.
Grove out top, misses the three. Long rebound McMullen. To the foul line, gets it.
But I know the 1-3-1, you know, you really have to run it well for it to work at the varsity level.
Oh, yeah.
You have a lot better passers. You have a lot better.
Yep.
It's a lot more skilled at that level. And so, you know, certain defenses that you can run at the lower levels doesn't always work.
Yep, there's a steal by Grove. Just takes it away from Lowe. Pushes it ahead of McMullen. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. 58-22 Warriors. Left corner. Oh, Eliza just, they're going to call offensive on that. She was determined to get there, and Lowe was already there.
Yeah, I wonder if she was just going to attack or didn't want to shoot it with 15 seconds. I don't know what they're taught at the end, if they were looking for the last shot.
I think
shot.
When you're up 36,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You're not really probably thinking about those rules.
That is true.
And we're going to pick up a cheap foul here on Grove as Lowe tries to go with the left hand with 2.5 seconds. That's Grove's third, I think. Fourth. Oh. She's going to get to rest the fourth quarter anyway. We're going to have a running clock. You don't get that a lot
in state
playoff games.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about? You said with 30 up 36, the game's a little different.
Yeah, it is. She could have just fouled herself out real quick and then not had to worry about it. After three, it's 58-22. Devin, hey, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the fourth quarter.
Will do.
And I'll see you down at state. You going to head down there?
Yeah, I'll still
right.
be down
good
there.
Good deal.
I'll be there support,
all right. So. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot, man. Devin McShane, head coach for the Amity Warriors. Boys basketball team did a great job in his second year and really improving as a coach. Knowing what his options are and being able to make that work more effectively as he gains experience. Hey, OSA Today is your spot for all high school state championship coverage. From news, stories, coaches, polls, and more, get it all today by visiting OSAA Today. Go to osaa.org/today. Today. Hey, if you want to stay in shape, be involved in a sport you love, and earn money in the process, become an athletic official. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and we need you now more than ever. Visit osaa.org/officials for more information and get registered. And you know, you can come officiate basketball and then go back, listen later, and hear what I don't like about your calls. You know, it'll be kind of fun. All right, Warriors basketball to start the fourth quarter. We'll have a running clock, 58-22, Amity on top. In what's been a dominant performance. Swing it over to Harzma down in the corner. McMullen looks at the deep two. Back to Harzma. Skip it over to 80. Goes baseline. Kicks it out. McMullen, deep two. Good! Alyssa McMullen's found her stroke. She's got 12 in the game. Made her last three jumpers in a row. Doctor up the right side. Tries to drive. Cut off by a great defensive play by Harzma. Skip pass over to Rosen. Back to Doctor. They play catch across the top of the key. Doctor mid-range buries it. She's got a nice jumper. Just harder for her to get that off than for Orton from Jefferson. McMullen feeds a low post. Wilson turns baseline. Shot blocked. And then a loose ball foul on Rice coming in from the side. Clock running with 7 minutes. Warriors still in a 1-3-1 full court. Jed trying to work on some stuff, I think, with Kylie in the middle, which she hasn't played much. Usually it's Sarah Lynn Grove back deep. They move that around a little bit when Sarah's out, and we've got to travel as she's not happy about it, but as Rosen changed her pivot foot, she wants to argue the call a little bit. Doesn't matter. 6.5 to go. Clock running. 60-24. Amity on top in this state playoff game. They will play Thursday at 6:30. Marshfield High School. They will play. I'll pull that up here in just a second. Down low, Wilson. Goes to make a move. Steps through. Lays it up. A little short. Gets it back. Well, 80 with it. Out to Alyssa. Alyssa on the left wing. On top to Harzma. Harzma. Works it over to the right side to 80. Oh, her pass knocked away and stolen by Rosen. Throws it ahead to Doctor. Harzma back. Spin. Misses. Ball's loose. Going to get a foul on Harzma. Reaching in. So Amity with the win will play Nyssa, the 11 seed, who went to Pleasant Hill and won 33-22. That's quite the defensive struggle. So it'll be Amity, Nyssa at 6:30 at Marshfield High School on Thursday, the 29th of February. Long three missed there. Rebound traveled or picked up by Lowe. Skips it over to Doctor. 23-footer out top. No good. And a loose ball foul. Going to be called on 80 Nisley, who went flying. But she gets the foul. Harzma out into the game. Liliana Wright out. The last 5 minutes of running clock. They get it in to Smith on top. Rosen swings it over.
to Orton, out to Doctor in the corner, hits the three. It's a nice looking shot when she's open, but she needs help getting the shot off because she's only about 5'4". Maybe shorter. Strong. 80 out on top. Against the 2-3 zone. Works to the left. Leaves it for McMullen. Quick trigger three. That one didn't come off very well. 80 had the rebound. Can't hang on to it. Rice knocks it out of bounds. 4.5 to go. McMullen never really got her feet set on that one. So for the third straight year, these Amity Warrior girls headed to state basketball in Coos Bay. Lowe tries to go baseline, cut off by 80. Back out to Rosen, shovels it to Lowe again on the baseline. Down low, hooked up and in by a cutting Olsen. She's got 7 in the game. Warriors are trailing that one defensively. Right out in the corner, back to 80 on the right wing. 80 down low, Wilson knocked away. She gets it back to McMullen. 80 out top for three. Hits it! 80 nicely. Like, well, if you're not going to guard me, I'll go ahead and get 9 points now. So the pass ahead, knocked away by 80 and out of bounds. 80's really improved that three-point shooting this year. It can be very comfortable. I think she's just going to be a dead-eye three-point shooter next year. You're going to have her and McMullen and Grove, all of whom just can stand out there and pop it all day long. Doctor hits another three. Too little, too late for the Hawks at 63-32 with 3:10 to go, 3:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by Doctor from McMullen. Coming into the game, it's going to be Grace Uyoa and Dyer into the game, Rachel Dyer. So out there with Rice, 80, and right out. Uyoa loses it off her leg, slapped away by Doctor. It's a little tricky. You're a freshman guard, getting a little bit of varsity experience when it doesn't really matter. 80 out and Kylie Wilson back in. 80 gets a nice round of applause. The Warriors coast to this win here, 2.5 minutes to go. But, yeah, for Uyoa going against Doctor, who's legit first-team all-league type of player. Doctor misses a deep three, gets another one, hits this one. She's hit three threes out of her last four attempts. And then we got a violation on Dyer inbounding the ball. She stepped across the line. Coming up on the two-minute mark. 63-35. Amity in an easy one tonight. They turned it up in the first quarter. They were up 21-6 after one. They were up by 25 points after two quarters. Right out with it. Ahead to Uyoa. Grace slows it down in the forecourt. Bounce pass in the corner to Rice. Rice back to Uyoa. Uyoa, low post, Wilson turns to the left hand, lays it up and in. Kylie Wilson with 7 points in the game. Nice little turn to that right shoulder. Soft touch right in front of the rim. Rosen to Lowe on the baseline. Back out on top. They swing it to Doctor. Another three from the right side. Misses this one. Rosen, mid-range on the weak side, hits it. Suddenly they can make some shots against the second string of the Warriors. Coming up on the one-minute mark to go here. Rice drives, kicks to Dyer. Back to right out on top to Uyoa. Bounce pass down low to Dyer. Missed that one. Thought we had it. Ball out of bounds to the Warriors. Great pass from Uyoa to Dyer. And Grace, if she works on her game this summer, gets more confident, a little more aggressive, she's going to be tough. She can get some serious playing time next year as a sophomore. Right out. Works to the right. Now backs up, 2-3 zone. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass to Dyer. Dyer's bumped, no call. Ball knocked away. And Dyer loses out of bounds. Gotta be stronger with the ball in that situation. Just a little tentative. 15 seconds to go. Hawks ball. Doctor will try to get one more shot up here. Throws a long one ahead to Lowe. Off of right out's foot and out of bounds. With 5 seconds. Three, two. Doctor turns, jacks up a deep one, misses that one, and it's over, folks. Final score, Amity 65 and the Hawks of Horizon 37. Great win for the Amity Warriors tonight. Warriors were led by Eliza Nisley. She had 14 in the first half and 20 in the game. Alyssa McMullen with 12. Adie Nisley had 9. Sarah Lynn Grove with 11. Kylie Wilson with 7. Maya Harzma had 6. To round out the scoring for the Warriors for Horizon Christian, it was Doctor who had 3 threes there in that fourth quarter. Before that, though, she only had 9 points, so she finished up with 16 in the game. All right, so the next Warriors game will be Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Marshfield High School against Nyssa. Should be a lot of fun. The Nyssa Bulldogs coming across the state. They've had a good program the last few years. They held Pleasant Hill to 22 points in that state playoff game. I got to do a little something here so that we're ready for the close. I have to do the OSAA close thing here. So give me just a second. If I don't do that, I can get myself in a little bit of trouble with OSAA, and we don't want to be in trouble with the big boys. So, all right. From Amity High School, that's it for tonight. The Amity Warriors with a huge win here in the second round of the state playoffs, and they head to the Final Eight at Coos Bay with high expectations of pushing for a state championship. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.